The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll suck the power out of ye, Don and Mike.
So I was just talking with both of my kids during the break.
Wow.
First with, that's right, Buzz. That's the type of 20th century dad I am, a multitasker.
Yes.
21st century, excuse me. The song is 20th century boy. Let me see. Bart down in college.
Right.
Boy, it's so tough not to want to do everything for him.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm trying not to do the thing where I call and say, did you get up? Did you sign up for this class?
Is he back down at school?
Yeah. Classes officially started today.
Okay.
So we called to check in. How are classes?
Uh-huh.
Right away, I know something's up. He goes, well, they're going to be great. I guess there was a slight problem with the schedule today.
Okay.
With the first day that, I guess he thought the class started at 9 p.m.
Oh.
When in fact it was a class that starts at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Well, you got to get back in the rhythm.
Right. So he says hello and he'll work on his schedule.
Good.
14 credits. Is that a lot for a semester?
It's normal.
That's normal?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about average?
12 to 16 is normal.
Yeah, thank you guys. All right. Thank you very much. And then I called to Minneapolis to talk to my daughter who had some medical stuff done today and she's doing much better, thank God.
It's good to hear that. Good.
And I don't know if you heard or not, because I was on the phone with her and on with the husband and my grandson, Ethan. Amy said, Grandpa Mike's on the phone. Do you want to say hello to him?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing that I love about little kids.
He's
They're very honest. Because at first said to Addie, my granddaughter, you want to talk to Grandpa Mike?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fine. She's doing something
typical.
Else. Yeah. Say to Ethan, you want to talk to Grandpa Mike? Yes, yes. Really got to talk to him. So I pick up the phone. I go, hello? And Ethan says, Grandpa Mike. And I said, yes. And he said, what are you having for dinner tonight? And I said, I don't know. And the kid's got a one-track mind. He said, I know that you could have boogers and poo. And, I give the worst reaction because I start laughing.
Sure.
And right away, I can tell on the other end of the phone that all the craps, no pun intended, that they're like, oh, don't say that. And meanwhile,
probably right over dinner.
Amy grabs the phone and she goes, I'm sorry about this. I love it. That's what I love about
him. He has the comedy gene.
Yeah, he's got it.
Is there anything harder with a kid than laughing when you shouldn't laugh?
But it's the best, too. It's
Terry
delightful.
And Julia and I all had to leave the room yesterday because Robert was in a timeout because he was just hell on wheels yesterday.
Right.
And he started, goofing around, sitting on the couch. Genuinely funny, but you can't laugh.
You can't laugh.
So you just had to leave
bad.
The room. Yeah, he was rotten.
But isn't that what we've been doing for 20 years anyway?
Exactly.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, getting paid for it.
If he could figure out a way to make a nice salary, then I'd let him do it.
But I'm thinking now, because we were mentioning yesterday, we played the tapes of Julia,
right.
who's now being used on the show a little bit like we used Bart, taping those little vignettes.
Mm-hmm.
That I think of the three grandkids, I think Ethan is the one that probably
will be the comedian of the group.
Well, no, I'm thinking about the show. He's the one that I'll be able to whore out the most on the show.
Fantastic.
I look forward to that.
That Addie, while she's older, seems like your daughter Julie, about the same age, and Mike, probably like your daughters when they were around five.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much into her own little girl world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's the little boy that, I'm the winner with. It's just
lives to entertain.
All I got
And I like him running for the phone. That's a good thing, too.
You want to talk to Grandma Mike? And I hear, yes, 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 I have to talk to him. I have to talk to him. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's happening? Hey, Grandpa Mike, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? I don't know. How about boogers and poo? I just hear the rest of the room go nuts.
Of course.
They hate it.
You get away with that because you're a grandfather.
You're the grandfather.
Yes, and I can't wait to get that on the radio. I can't wait to share that with you.
Go for it.
Yeah, well, I got to bring them along a little slower.
Yes, of course. Takes a little time.
They're not used to being on the air like my son, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, Mike, I never want you to think that you're left out of this.
Yeah.
I have mentioned it's my choice. Your whole life with me, I've mentioned I can't wait to exploit your kids on the air as well.
I understand, but it'll be when they're 18. That's the rule because, well, you didn't hear?
No.
Well, they both got agents. Jeez. My life with lawyers. Always the way it goes. Always the way it goes. But I am taking them to the theater this weekend.
Hey, live theater?
So, yes, live theater. Wow. Taking them to the Kennedy Center this weekend. So they've never been to El Calcutta. Godspell.
Yeah, I'm going to New York this weekend.
Are you?
I'm going to go see Howard Stern's daughter naked on Broadway. Did anybody see a picture of her on the internet, incidentally?
Didn't see the picture. Read about it.
Just let me say. Mm-hmm. Well, guy, it's someone's kid.
Yeah. She's grown up. Now she's all grown up. Yeah. On her own.
Looks like her dad.
Yeah. Very thin, perhaps.
No need to elaborate on that comment.
Looks like her dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's all I want to say.
Wouldn't want to exploit an 18-year-old. Not in that family.
Looks like her dad. Anyway, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
He doesn't have kids. He has cats.
Well, not that we can talk about legally. I know it's only the 10th, but I believe we...
Oh, you mean we're going to finally start talking about...
Well, no,
about,
we can't, really.
About Little Buzzy?
We can't, because of the injunction.
Little Buzzy. I like the way you make it singular. That's pretty funny. Little Buzzy.
Yeah.
Like there aren't 10s.
Let's say that. I know it's only the 10th of the month, but I believe we already have our quote of the month. It comes from David Letterman, who spoke for a lot of us when he told Bill O'Reilly last week, and I quote, "I'm not smart enough to debate you point for point, but I have a feeling that about 60% of everything you say is crap."
Huh? Yeah, right. I'm calling your wife!
I got to see that, too, after you. Johnny Dark was on again, and Dom was describing it. I don't know whether I enjoy the Johnny Dark or your relaying of it, because you do a pretty good Johnny Dark when you're in the office.
This bit that Letterman... I'm sorry, Buzz. No, go ahead. No. Go ahead with your thing about this, because we can talk about this recurring Letterman bit anytime.
Well, after he said what he said, Letterman was just being conservative, probably, in his estimate, to be polite, but he makes a good point. By telling part of the truth, O'Reilly creates the illusion of credibility so people buy into the rest of the agenda. But yeah, the show has been great. That show was great, and the one that was on the next night that you saw.
I saw that clip of those guys, and they do not like each other one little bit. And it's just good to see O'Reilly in the other environment,
you know,
where he can't control everything.
Somebody else's playground.
Letterman's got this bit on Friday night with this Catskills comedian.
Mm-hmm.
We've played the tapes. Johnny Dark, right? He's allegedly the world's oldest page at CBS.
Right.
And it's a throwaway bit, and I don't know if anybody thinks it's funny except for me.
It's the guy that makes it funny, the guy's face.
Yeah. And the guy really kind of looks like Bobby Darin. And so the deal is he comes out, and Letterman says, okay, it's 2006, here's the world's oldest page. He comes out, he starts smoking a cigarette right away, and he says, "Happy New Year." "Sure, Dave. I got 39 years of my life I pissed away here." And right away, the audience is kind of laughing, but they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, it still makes them uneasy, which makes it funnier.
So he's wearing the page outfit, and you got to picture Bobby Darin, and he's smoking a cigarette. And Letterman's asking him questions, and he's just ignoring Letterman. Like Letterman's saying, "How is your holiday? Are you looking forward?" And he turns to Letterman and he goes, "Hey, I just want to say this to you. Happy effing New Year." And they beep out the effing, of course, but the crowd goes nuts. Meanwhile, he's still kind of nonchalantly. He's got one hand in his pocket. He's got the cigarette in his other hand. And he goes, "Oh, yeah. And hey, monkey boy. F you. You effing bastard." And gives him the finger. And then turns and walks off the set. And as he walks off the set, he just grabs his ass a little bit.
That is just a throwaway bit, but it's great.
I'm doing the worst job in the world of describing this.
Mel, I'm looking at you, so maybe that's making it better, but it is funny.
If you ever get a chance on a Friday night to TiVo Letterman, it's a throwaway. It's like something before Will It Float and the top 10 list. It's like 5 minutes, but I think it's maybe the funniest thing I've seen him do in years.
And we're so conditioned to it, I know that you, like me, start laughing as soon as the introduction starts.
Well, that's it. That's
because
it. If you like the character, that's what it's all about.
And it's fantastic.
And so this was this past Friday that he was on?
This past Friday.
I got it on TiVo.
And I've got the Letterman with O'Reilly TiVo from when we were on vacation. I've not seen that one yet.
It's really great.
Letterman is one of those rare cases where he sort of lets his guard down and almost gets human, and he uses the phrase, "I swear to Christ."
Yeah.
And it's really great.
What day is that, Letterman?
I believe it was Wednesday of last week.
Okay.
Middle of last week. That much I know.
Very good.
Most excellent.
Check it out. When we come back.
Yeah. Hey, Yeah.
Sorry, Jay. Jay, yeah. We really didn't get a chance to promote your show because we don't like it.
Olsen Twins. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It could be on, Olsen Twins. But yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, hi. Yeah, no, nothing.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Would you ever have a bit on your show where somebody gave you the finger?
Let me think about it.
No, not Jay's thinking.
Give me a finger. Yeah.
We need an answer, Jay.
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
The NFL drops the ads for the little blue pills when we come back.
Thank you, guys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.